Welcome to Mr. Predictor. Congratulations to England. They've won the Ashes, and well done to those of you who predicted that, including yourself, Al. Well done.
Yeah, I had a good week, John, and not an unexpected victory for England. I thought that they had the momentum to take them in, but the way they defeated Australia and regained the Ashes was remarkable.
And it's left a lot of people a little bit disappointed that we haven't got any cricket at Trent Bridge to start with, but we do have lots more cricket to look forward to. Sri Lanka, India, the first test, we've got New Zealand in South Africa, and the Women's Ashes as well. So we're going to look ahead to those games, starting with the first test in Gaul between India and Sri Lanka. Al, India haven't played Sri Lanka in a test match since 2010.
Yeah, it should be a good series. I hope the weather doesn't interfere too much, and the two sides will be looking to go toe-to-toe and create a great series.
I think 1983 was the last time India won a test series in Sri Lanka. Kumar Sangakkara is bidding farewell after this one. He's been an absolute stalwart of the game, hasn't he?
Yeah, what a player. And let's hope for Sri Lankan fans that he can go out on a high.
So have a look at the odds then. India are 14-5. The draw is the favourite, 4-3 on. And Sri Lanka outsiders at 13-4. Which way do you think this one will go?
Well, providing the weather doesn't play too much of interfere with the game, I'm going to go for a home win for Sri Lanka.
OK, well, I'm going to go for the weather interfering and stalling Sri Lanka's charge, and I'm going to go and predict a draw. OK, well, we can't have a draw in Durban, where the first 2020 international between New Zealand and South Africa is taking place. South Africa, the favourites here, 20-11 on. New Zealand, 29-20 against. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be going with New Zealand. They've had an interesting tour of Zimbabwe, and although they've got Ross Taylor, who's out through injury, I think they've got the momentum going into this T20 international, and they're going to win it.
You're going with momentum. I'm going to go with home advantage. And South Africa obviously didn't play an awful lot of cricket in Bangladesh. I think they'll come out firing on home soil and take a win here. We've also got the Women's Ashes test this week. Australia lead the multi-format Ashes series 4-2. So England really need to get back on level terms if they can, or take a lead, in fact, by winning the test match in Canterbury. The odds, fantastic to see that these have been priced up for us. Australia, 29-20 favourites. The draw, 9-5, and England, 9-4. What do you reckon, Al?
It's going to be very tight, but I think Australia are going to come out on top. England have got a younger side, not so much experience, although they do have a couple of players with a huge amount of experience of winning the Ashes. This test match has a lot of points in there to be won, so whoever wins it, it's going to win the Ashes.
Well, certainly if Australia win it, they'll be so far clear that England will be, you know, have to win every other game in the series. Alex Blackwell's 200th international match. I'm going to go with Australia as well. I've been very impressed with the way they perform both in the ODIs and the two tour games that they've played in. The England Women's Academy not doing quite so well with some top stars in there. So Australia to win for me as well, which is what I was saying this time last week about the other Ashes, but we'll see how we get on there. So Al, thank you very much for your insight.